exploring the radio spectral energy distribution of the ultraluminous radio quiet quasar SDSS J0100+2802 at redshift 6.3, by Yuanqi Liu et al. We report Deep Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, VLA, observations of the optically ultraluminous and radio quiet quasar SDSS J0100+2802225.8, hereafter J0100+2802, at redshift Z equals 6.3. We detected the radio continuum emission at 1.5 GHz, 6 GHz, and 10 GHz. This leads to a radio power law spectral index of alpha equals minus 0.52 plus or minus 0.18, S nu caret alpha. The radio source is unresolved in all VLA bands with an upper limit to the size of 0.2 caret, i.e., approximately 1.1 kpc, at 10 GHz. We find variability in the flux density, increase by approximately 33%, and the spectral index, steepened, between observations in 2016 and 2017. We also find that the VLA 1.5 GHz flux density observed in the same year is 1.5 times that detected with the Very Long Baseline Array, VLBA, in 2016 at the same frequency. This difference suggests that half of the radio emission from J0100+2802 comes from a compact core within 40%, and the rest comes from the surrounding few kpc area which is diffuse and resolved out in the VLBA observations. The diffuse emission is 4 times brighter than that would be expected if driven by star formation. We conclude that the central active galactic nucleus is the dominant power engine of the radio emission in J0100+2802. This was Exploring the Radio Spectral Energy Distribution of the Ultraluminous Radio Quiet Quasar SDSS J0100+2802 at Redshift 6.3, by Yuanqi Liu et al.